There is this time of the day, at a particular time of the year, when the animals have been fed and are lying in hairy heaps like rough jewels set on green velvet. Breakfast has been prepared and eaten slowly. The dishes may be scrubbed clean, resting in their rack, or piled in leaning towers in the sink, wearing the crumbs and smears of their former glory. I am sitting on the deck with a cup of coffee and a book of poetry. For you, it may be tea and Sudoku. I am enwombed in a leafy bower that just 2 weeks ago was a cemetery of bare branches. The lilac bush is blooming. Each tiny purple blossom is either a tight bud yet to open or a flower newborn. In another week, it will be a mixture of fresh blossoms, browning blossoms, and blossoms falling from their lives into the waiting arms of the earth below. But this is the breath when the song of death is not singing. For just a few beats, chord changes and stops are the notes behind the notes that are presently playing. Now, only tender new life rings a bell, here to wake us up and to break our hearts open.